Yo, what up, what up, what up? What's going on, guys? I'm in the studio with my man Jimmy. Say what up.
What up?
That's it?
That's
weak as shit. Yeah, okay. My man John Welke, say what up to the people.
Hey, trying to make a difference here.
My man Mitch, what up, Mitch?
What's up, everybody? Thanks for having
me. Yo, everybody should feel sorry for Mitch. He's wearing an Eagles hat.
Yeah, it's a sad.
Yo, well, Phillies are just as bad, but...
Yeah, pretty sure we're all Phillies fans sitting right here.
Nah, I'm a Phillies fan, diehard.
The problem is with the Eagles is that there's always some hope. You know, with the Phillies, yeah. I've come to the...
Eagles, there's no really hope for the Eagles, though.
You know, they win one, and they got a shot, take the division, and then they get blown out by 40.
We win two games, we're on a winning streak. 10 years. Let me start talking all that trash.
Who's their quarterback?
Wait, who is it?
Donovan McNabb?
It might as well be me.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Eagles is... I don't know. Chip Kelly coached last game? No, he got fired before that, right?
Yeah.
Interim.
All right, what did you say, Chips Ahoy?
Chips Ahoy.
Eagles are terrible, but, I mean, I'm a Dolphins fan. They ain't any better. Hopefully we, you know, I heard Sean Payton. We might get Sean Payton.
No, he just good. He just re-signed.
Well, who?
The Saints.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Just, so I heard Nick Saban's going to the Giants. Good for them.
Nick Saban's going to the Giants?
That's what I heard. I read today.
I don't know why he would ever leave college. Alabama's basically...
Because, I mean, the Giants are the only team that can really give him what he wants. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah. It was nice smashing the Giants in the last game.
I hope the Eagles get RG3, and you guys will have a first
he's
round.
He's terrible.
Yeah, you think RG3's good?
He's better than...
Are you a Giants fan?
Yeah, he's better than what we got. That's true.
Yeah, you know, I'm a Giants fan. You know, Eli, you know, two Super Bowl rings, you know. Our coach, you know, Coughlin, retiring, best coach in the NFL, I think, you know, pound for pound, year for year.
What was the record this season? 6-10.
Maybe 4 years ago. I think he gets too much credit.
Yeah.
He was good.
I didn't even know how old he was. I was told the other day he's like 70-something.
Yeah.
I'm like, how's that guy not having a heart attack on the side of the field?
He literally retired and then went right into the nursing home.
Literally, they had it all laid out for him.
With $1 million pension.
With $1 million pension, yeah. Yeah. Guess it didn't so bad.
So, Jimmy, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good.
What you doing there?
What was it? I don't think I did anything this weekend. I sat around, hung out with the little one, did nothing. New Year's Eve, was asleep at 12:05 as soon as the ball dropped. So, I mean, that's the married child life, you know?
Yeah, I'm happy I'm not in that life.
Yeah.
Got to be honest.
You got a lot more to talk about. Live vicariously through you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, John, what did you do for New Year's, bud?
Oh, New Year's. I went to church, you know.
There you go.
Had a really good night, you know. I spent the night with the Lord, you know. And, you know, I had a really good New Year's Day. You know, probably one of the best ones I had, you know. Very relaxing, you know, and very spiritual, you know. And I got my ideas and goals set down where I want to be within this next year. And very hopeful. You know, everything will come right.
Where?
Cool.
Yeah. Mitch, what did you do for New Year's?
I spent my New Year's with the prettiest girl on earth. My niece.
Your niece.
Yeah.
Where? I was with my new niece today.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's new, huh? She's new to the world.
Yeah, she was born on New Year's Eve. 8/20. Lucia.
Lucia.
Little Guinea name.
Yeah.
Beautiful. She looks like an old little Guinea.
An old little Guinea.
Yeah. But she's amazing, dude. I was with her today and all day. When they're that age, they're just born. All they do is sleep. All she did was sleep. Then she'd open her eyes and say, who the hell are you?
That's all you see.
What?
That's all you see.
Yeah, I don't know what she's really doing, but.
In the middle of the night, you're
going to
stop by.
Yeah. No, so far, my sister said she's been good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's been good. She doesn't really cry. Even when she wants to get fed, she just puckers her lips. She doesn't cry or nothing. So that's good, man. I hope.
It's a blessing. Dude. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know Angela. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Health and happiness.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all that matters.
Let's talk about New Year's resolutions.
Oh, there you go.
Did you have one?
No, you know, I didn't. I don't think I even. I guess just treat people better. You know, that's my New Year's resolution.
Man, I hate people, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's easy to say. I think that New Year's resolution's a cop-out to say you're going to do things once a year. You know, reality, you should be doing it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Word.
You know?
That's right.
So maybe that's my New Year's resolution, is to try to stop falling short so often.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. How about you?
Yeah, man, I got a four-letter word in mind. It's save. Just save, man. Save myself, save my sobriety, save money. You know, try to...
Save money.
Money will be saved like when you do one. Those other save ones.
Did you sell that other dog?
Yeah, the puppies are all gone. You know, all great homes. You know, All the owners are very responsible people, you know, so it's great, you know. Like, I kind of know everybody. We're all linked in on social media, so I can, like, follow up on them, you know, so I'm very happy for that, you know.
Nice. Yeah. I wanted to buy that last one so bad. He was so cute.
Yeah, man. Were they pit?
Nah.
Teen courses.
Nah, Italian dogs, man. Yeah. Yeah, it's a Guinea Wop show.
They're going to be huge, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, anywhere's from, like, 120, 160 pounds. I think the boy's going to be real big, man. He's huge, man. He's real big. Eight weeks today, and the boy's over 20 pounds already, so... Imagine that, a puppy, you know?
Yeah, that's a big dog.
Yeah. Gorgeous,
Mitch, man. Mitch, gorgeous. New Year's resolution or no?
Not really, but, you know, not since I'm thinking about it. Just want to live in appreciation a little bit more. Yeah. You know?
You guys are all on some good shit tonight, huh?
Well, yeah. You know, anytime you make one of those goals, like, well, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, or, you know, it's just shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you just live, you know, with that appreciation, reflecting on things and being happy, a lot of good things come. So that's what we try to do.
Or mine was to quit smoking.
Ooh. How's that working out for you?
That's a real resolution. I slept.
Pack right there.
Yeah. I slept 7 hours, so I quit for 7 hours that night. Ooh. As soon as I woke up, I think the way I screwed up was waking up with cigarettes.
Did I ever tell you how I quit smoking?
No.
Driving up the Garden State Parkway, I just threw the pack of cigarettes out the window.
And you haven't smoked since?
Nope. I was good and pissed off.
I've quit a couple times.
You know how it is, man. You ain't done until you're done.
Yeah. Just like anything else.
Wait until you're good and pissed off. Use that motivation and do something extreme.
Yeah. It's more boredom with me with cigarettes, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Toothpicks.
I made sure to be going by a construction yard, though, when I threw that out.
Yeah. I don't know.
So here's some free cigarettes.
Somebody will get
it's all me.
We good?
Yeah.
Word. What do you guys want to talk about tonight? Let's talk about Obama and this gun control thing real quick.
You just opened up like a five-hour can of worms that gets no resolution.
I don't agree with what he did. You know what I mean?
I don't even know current events right now. What's his stance on it?
He signed a gun control law without – he doesn't care about Congress, and he'll just sign laws. Like, this is not the right way to go about it.
Kind of like Obamacare?
Yeah, like Obamacare. Man, we had this talk Monday night on the other radio show I was on, and, you know, Obama, like, let me ask you something. When they banned, back in the 40s and 50s, when they made cocaine and opiates illegal, for the simple fact to get them off the streets, what happened? They got flooded more. Mm-hmm. So you're going to make these gun control laws to get guns off the street. It's not going to do anything.
Nah, man.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's just going to put guns in the hands of bad people.
Bad people, yeah.
Good for gun sales.
Like, why are they fighting the people and not the manufacturers? That's my question.
Well, it's the same thing with Obama.
Why don't they go knock on Smith & Wesson's door and start talking to them about what they're doing with gun control?
Yeah, but Obama's...
What about the safety of guns? Come on, man.
Yeah, but look, man. It's our right to bear arms. It's a constitutional right in this country.
It takes a... All right, check this out. My phone, right? I could lock it with my fingerprint. How come I can't lock a gun with a fingerprint?
I mean, the technology's there, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't want to really control guns.
Nah.
You know what I mean? They don't really want to. Yes, exactly.
They want to control the people.
That's not the people that really matter that are being controlled. You know, it's those people that are being controlled, not the ones that are causing problems and doing that. You know, and I mean, to play devil's advocate, I was watching a commercial where they showed somebody with like the old school gun. What do you call it? With the bayonet on it or whatever. And they were like, well, when guns were like this, you know, you had to reload. It was a different story, you know, for people to have them. You know, do you really need an assault rifle?
Right.
You know, and sure, you could say that's true. But, I mean, in all likelihood, you know, people aren't getting shot with assault rifles, you know, all the time. You know, it happens. We have these issues in America. But
I'll tell you who gets shot. People that aren't armed.
Yeah.
They're the innocent people out there that get targeted and ran up on.
Live by the gun, die by the gun.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, all these mass shootings and stuff, they're, like, unstable people. Like, I don't think the unstable people should have, you know, access to guns. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's the regulation.
But my mother wants a gun to be safe. I feel like she should be able to have one because she's...
Should have bought a dog off me.
Yeah. They just got rid of her dog, man.
It's doing stuff backwards.
Yeah,
you know?
Look at gun violence in Texas. I mean, it's exponentially lower than where we are,
right?
And they have the most liberal gun laws out there. I mean, everyone's carrying.
Sure.
I mean, you're not going to go run up in a place where everyone's strapped, right?
Right. Yeah, but I also heard, too, like, statistically, like, the areas that have the most gun violence, like Chicago, Camden, you know, where these murder capitals are, they have the toughest gun laws. So, you know, like,
yeah,
that's where, like, they're really trying to infiltrate, you know, like, Chicago right now. You know, you see a kid, well, let's do it like this, you know, a black kid getting shot every week, you know, like, of course they're not going to talk about everybody else getting shot because, you know, that's the focus of America right now. Hmm. You know, they want to make it a black and white thing. But let's face it, a rich and poor thing, really. Because, yeah, you know, Chicago's a poor area. You know, look at the gang
violence. Chicago's a big city.
Yeah. Where Obama comes from.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's like the same thing as Obamacare. You know, you need to regulate the gun, like you said, you know, Smith & Wesson, not the people. Just like what Obamacare failed with was, you know, rather than regulate the insurance companies, they regulated the people that you have to have them.
There you go.
So the insurance companies basically still get free reign to do whatever they want.
How is he going to regulate the insurance companies when they back them? You know what I mean?
Well, look at other countries that have, you know, insurance for everybody.
That was my defense Monday. Look at Canada. They got free health care.
Yeah.
Their crime has declined so much because of free health care. They give heroin to their heroin addicts. You know what I mean? So if you need it, clean needles. There's no crime really in Canada. There's a little bit. Everywhere there's crime.
Well, the free health care, they dictate. The problem is there is, like, if you look at medication costs in Canada, it's very minimal. If you look at medication costs in the U.S., it's astronomical compared to anywhere else. It's because there's no regulation on those companies, you know, big pharma or whatever it may be. There's no regulation on them. Right. So what are they can do whatever they want. They can bill – like that guy that bought the cancer drug and he made it, you know, so much.
Was
the guy,
it AIDS?
Yeah, you're right. It was the AIDS drug. Yeah. And he jumped it up so much just to
5,000%.
And it's not like he did it – he just did it because he can, you know?
Right. Well, that's what I was saying. It's not really from a moral standpoint. It's more that rich and poor thing. Yeah. Right? You know, the rich
I would like
richer.
To know what the top five prescribed medications are in Canada, though, because as opposed to America.
Yeah.
I mean – what's it, hydrocodone, Adderall?
Well, the OxyContin people, the family owns OxyContin, I was just looking at this earlier, are on the Forbes list. They're worth $14
billion.
Yeah. I mean,
a lot of people prescribe that.
Why? You know,
what
like.
What are you going to do with all that money?
That's a short term pain management drug. Why is, like, all of America on it?
Yeah.
I learned to live with no money for months at a time, you know, and stay sober. You know, these guys got $14 billion. What are they doing with it? You know?
Who knows? having tea parties every night.
Yes, the problem is there's no money in cures, only in treatments, and that's one of the biggest problems. Right. You know, with the healthcare industry.
Think about it. You got 10 million people with a problem. You solve that problem, or you medicate that problem.
Yeah, you know what a good example of all this is the movie with Matthew McConaughey, right?
Dallas Buyers Club? That's a phenomenal movie. Did anybody see that?
Yeah. You wonderful see movie.
I saw parts of it.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal movie.
Jared Leto's.
Amazing. He's amazing in that.
I saw him in concert like right after that, too.
Did you?
Yeah, like right after the Oscars and everything, man.
30 Seconds to Mars?
Yeah, he was on tour with Linkin Park. Dude can sing, man. Dude can rock out.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of theirs.
You know, and another thing, the problem is that people our age, we're all in our 30s in here, right? 30s?
Yeah, 30. Yep.
30s?
Yeah, low
30s. Old bastards.
Yeah, low 30s.
The people our age and younger don't care about politics. So somebody will sit there and be like, what is my opinion matter? Like, my vote's not going to count. But when everybody does that, people like Obama get elected. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
And I'm not against... I voted for Obama the first time around, but he did such a terrible job, and I'm a registered Republican. But I felt like we needed something different. Yeah, you know what I mean? And he lied so much to the people. You know, I voted for Mitt Romney when the second election. You know what I mean? Only because Mitt Romney's a straight gangster. And, like, if you ever – I was on a plane to Florida.
He's a good businessman.
Yeah, he's a great businessman. I was on a plane to Florida, West Palm, I think, when I was coming to see you, Jim. And there's an article on – I took JetBlue. They had this magazine. I read how – Mitt Romney made his money. Does anybody know?
Doesn't he have a hedge fund?
He strong-armed the government. That's what he did. And I just thought that was so gangster, I voted for him. You know what I mean? He took these government loans, and whatever he did, the company he started was making money. And instead of when the government said, okay, it's time to pay back the loans, but his contract that he made with the government was so well-written that it was in there, like, all his profits, he paid bonuses to his top execs instead of paying back the government. He was just like, F you. Because it was in his contracts that he could pay bonuses instead of paying the government back. So he never paid it back. I think that's,
he pays it out.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know what I mean? That's why.
That's how the rich get richer, man.
Yeah, that's how. Vote for Mitt. Yup. That was a good article, but let's talk about something else. What happened? Oh, that's not good. We have a static problem again, but it is what it is. Yeah. Oh.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Lauren. Say hi. Yeah.
Hi, Lauren.
You got the good mic. I mean, last week's show was good.
It's good to know we got people listening.
Yeah. No, there's people listening. I got like a couple texts. I got like six fans.
Six fans?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. But
taking over the game.
I want to get your guys' opinion on something, man, because I went through something today and I'm still aggravated about it. You know what I mean? And of course it has to do with women. And I'm not going to say no names because I'm not about that life. But, John, you grew up the same way I did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Jim, you too. You know?
A lot of younger sisters.
Yeah. So it's like, all the women listeners right now are probably going to get pissed. But me and you are friends, John, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If I say, John, I like this girl.
Right.
You know? If I tell you I like a girl, what are you going to do?
What do you mean, man?
Are you going to go after her?
Oh, no.
Because we're friends.
Sure. Nah, never.
Respect, man. This guy right. code is
loyalty,
real.
Man. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've me and this girl came to an agreement that we were going to focus on ourselves. And, you know, we like each other, whatever. And this one of my friends knew about it. And I was with this girl today. And she told me that he was, you know, he texted her to hang out. And, like, I called him out on it, and he, like, denied it. You know what I mean? And I know for a fact it's true because I've seen the text messages. Right. You know what I mean? This is one of my best friends. You know, I hang with him a lot. So, like, does everybody feel like I have a right to be a little mad?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, especially...
Tom, you too. Tommy's back. He's chilling on the couch. What do you think, Tom?
What's up?
Like, if one of your friends is like a girl, are you going to go after that girl? Definitely. And it doesn't matter who I'm sleeping with at the current moment. You don't do that.
Right or wrong?
I mean, maybe that's just how I was raised.
You know, it's...
I mean, maybe that's sexist or, like...
It gets to a point, man, you know, like, where respect is real, you know? Like,
yeah, it's all respecting with me, dude. You know what I mean?
You know, but respect yourself, you know? Like, you know, like I said, I'm one of my sisters, you know? Like, I've seen my sisters, you know, they have a boyfriend, you know, for a couple years. And then, like, they break up and they literally have, like, a week and then they got another boyfriend.
Yeah.
And
it's like take some time
for
yourself.
It's like, yeah, you know, let your wounds heal.
Yep.
You know? Let your wounds heal, women. You know, like
a lot of girls can't
seriously,
be,
like
a lot of girls
like that's
can't
not
be alone
a good
now.
Look. Like, I'm a decent guy. You know, I'm a man of dignity today. And you know, like I kind of pride myself on, like, you know, taking care of myself and being independent. You know, that's what a man's about, you know, taking care of business, right, guys? Like you know, like for me, like once I meet a woman, like, I want to be secure within myself so that I can maybe provide something or have something to offer her. You know, women, look at what these guys are offering you. What, a good quick time? You're chasing a drug, a quick fix. Like, you know, if you're in recovery, take it serious. And, you know, like, when your sponsors tell you no relationships for a year, like, there's a reason for that, you know, because...
Holla.
You know, you got to love yourself before you can love someone else. Everybody knows that. And, you know, and with the fellowships, they always say, you know, we'll love you before you love yourself, you know, and stick with the winners. And ladies, you know, give yourself some time, please, because it's just really nasty, to be honest with you. Like, sorry, I ain't going to your meetings. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, man.
Back to what Sammy said, though. Dude.
Take recovery out of the picture.
Take recovery out of the picture.
If you're friends, it's just something that shouldn't be done, man. And I feel like – I don't feel betrayed. That's not the right word, but
– it is a betrayal, though.
It is, but no, I mean
– nah, for real, man. Like, any of my boys that I consider blood growing up, we have never stepped on each other's toes. I'm telling you, like, when one of my boys would have a girlfriend or I know that they were interested in a girl – like, that girl was done. Like, in my mind, like, I didn't think about her that way because I know those thoughts shouldn't be in my head.
Right, and it doesn't matter how good-looking the girl is or how nice of a person she is. It's off-limits if your friend says that he likes her. I mean, that's how I was raised.
Now, how about if she presses you for something and, you know that's your boy's girl or that your boy likes her? You know, do you go and tell him immediately, or do you just kind of shut that down and let it go its course and let it disappear and never?
I mean, if you like the girl, you talk to your friend, right?
I mean, that's common courtesy.
If you truly like the girl and you're like this girl could really be something good. I'm gonna go talk to my boy and be straight up about it. That's something else. Yeah, I think that's common courtesy.
I mean, people make mistakes though. You know, we're not all perfect.
Yeah,
you know, we're never gonna be. It happens. You know, and I think that. You know, at some point you got to look in yourself, you know, like you said, and what am I doing, you know, maybe to cause that or to not, you know, what's your part? And I don't know that there maybe is one, but I know that that always helps me when I look at what's my part. You know what I mean? What can I do? You know, am I supposed to be loving and understand that, you know, they're having a sick moment, maybe person, you know, because we're not perfect, you know, and, you know, at the end of the day, the only thing that really matters is you, you know. You're not putting your head down.
If you're happy with yourself.
Yeah, if you're happy with yourself, you know, then that's, people aren't always going to make you happy. People are always going to let you down, realistically.
Sammy, how long were you talking to this girl?
I mean, we've really never went on a date or anything. It's just we have mutual, I don't know, man, a couple months.
Did your boys know that you're interested?
Yes, he knows.
And your boys knew you were
talking to them about her.
I love how he gave that whole spiel, and he's like, I don't know, man, a couple months. Yeah. This whole deep spiel.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man.
Listen, I'm the host.
You should have seen Sammy's eyes when I asked that question.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, man, I mean, I guess I'll just let it go, dude. I just love this my friend to death, man. He's been somebody
but,
that's been
but
really
but now aren't you
going to
be cautious with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, maybe we should just sit down and have a talk with him and see where that goes, you know? Yeah. But,
yeah, and honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, yeah, word.
And that's why
she told me, because she's trying to live an honest lifestyle, too. You know what I mean? So it's like...
You got to remember, too, people are going to do what they want to do anyway. You know, regardless of what
and that's where I struggle at. You know? That's where I struggle. As somebody in recovery, I struggle with that aspect. Like, I lived one way for so long... Mm-hmm. My mind wants to go to. I want to crack somebody's fucking head over.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just like that's the only thing I struggle with today.
Yeah,
is the way I used to act.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's because it's I can't live like that. But it's
expectations.
And I've been going through a lot where these things been coming up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's
like a girl I know got her face bashed in from a door that her. I don't really want to get into it, but a girl that I really care for was hit. Now, you know, last week, another girl that I know got beat up by her ex-boyfriend. And it's like, where does it come in? Like, the point where, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Nah, man.
You know? And these people don't want me to do anything.
Yeah.
Nothing's weaker than a dude hit on a chick.
Yeah, dude.
No, I mean, I don't think anybody's ever okay with that. Especially having a daughter now. I mean, that makes me want to lose my mind.
Yeah, I got four sisters, dude. There's nothing a woman can do for you to lay your hand on them. Even if you're in a relationship and she cheats on you, you walk away. You don't put your hand on a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just the most coward, weak thing you could do as a man is touch a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've seen some girls beat the shit out of some guys, though.
Yeah, my sister.
Like, and the dude was controlling
himself
pretty well, and I was like, this dude's going to hit that chick. And I'm like, if he does, he's going to get his ass kicked. But he's getting his ass kicked right now, and it's, like, kind of crazy. And you think, man, like, you know, women should also know that they should not put their hands on a guy,
but
too.
You know, in all reality, nobody should be putting their hands on anybody.
Yeah.
Right,
you know?
No doubt.
Because especially in a recovery setting, you know, we stop fighting – everybody and everything, you know, all the time, you know, and that's real big for me in my recovery right now, Sam, because, you know, I'm going through something right now, you know, where, you know, old feelings were stirred up, you know, old relationships were getting fresh again, and, you know, I want answers, and I want my answers now.
Yeah,
that's,
exactly.
That's the center of my selfishness, you know, my self-centeredness, and, you know, I'm letting that go, and I have to turn to my power, you know, to you know, God, you know, I can speak about my God freely in here. Jesus Christ, you know.
It's your world.
It's getting me through this, you know. And I have to realize that if I don't give this up, right, Sam, I'm going to get trapped by those demons again. And my old character defects are going to flare up. I'm going to put my hands on somebody, you know what I mean? Because I like, you know, like you, I like to fight. You know, I'll be a little cowardly and I'll hit somebody with a weapon, you know. But then it was that turn. That turns my life into my will. And then where do I end up, man? I end up behind them bars again,
man. You know, and that's why it really depends. I mean, it's really important on who you choose to be with. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're with a girl that just gets all fired up at that type of attitude, man, you just cannot be with that person. That's a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
My wife's a black belt.
Oh so. Man, so
Lauren, what up, Lauren?
You stay in line.
I just
line,
wanted
huh?
to bring that up. She's got a picture from when she was
younger.
Did
she show you the black belt?
Is she really a black belt? She's
when she was younger.
Like
yeah, you watch
pounds.
Out for those flying kicks, though.
Yeah, I know.
I'm serious, bro.
So when you start acting out, she actually brings
Lauren,
the belt out and shows you. And she's
no
like,
offense,
yo,
but I think I could exactly. flick you away, Lauren. You're so smart.
I don't know, Sam.
She's tiny.
I don't know. You might be in trouble.
My sister Alicia was a brawler growing up, man. Yeah. She was a brawler. She was right under me.
I remember Alicia used to beat up the people you needed to back
in the days. Remember that one time?
Yeah, if you guys don't stop messing around, we'll get my sister.
Yeah, and for real. And if that was me, I would have ran because she'd hit like.
I told that story, dude, before. Like, my cousin Joey, God rest his soul, was fighting this kid at St. Greg's Carnival back in the day. And there was a circle, like 100 people, and they were in the middle fighting. And my cousin started to lose. Next thing you know, I see my sister run up, jump on the kid's back, and start punching him in the face.
Oh my God.
And I'm running in a circle with a bat. Like, yeah, and then I remember Jimmy. You remember Jimmy Wyckoff?
Yeah.
He blasted my cousin Vince in the face, this little kid.
The mush.
Yeah, and he just pushed him and, like, threw him, because Jimmy was a small kid.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my sister's a brawler, man. I'm going to tell this story. I probably shouldn't, but I don't really care. But I disappeared for, like, 17 days doing my thing. My family was so worried about me. I pull up to my house, and my mother, my father, my sister Alicia, and Angela were on the porch. I was like, shoot, and they see me pull up, so I can't run. You know what I mean? So I get out of the car. My mom and dad are running. I'm like, where the hell you been? And I, like, all I'm watching is Alicia because I know what's coming, right? And I lose sight of her. Next thing you know, bam, she blazed me right in the jaw. And she almost broke my jaw, man. It hurt for, like, 2 weeks. You know what I mean? She's not. My sister Alicia's no joke. Yeah. She still ain't.
Italian women are no joke, man.
Amen to that.
Yeah. I used to see Alicia knock people out in I guess it was middle school all the time.
She's calmed down now. You know, she has two beautiful kids. She's married. She has a great career.
I saw her
as an RN, and you know, she's doing good.
Good, man.
Yeah, we got blessed life, man.
Yeah, definitely
blessed life, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun to talk about that stuff.
Right, since we're talking about women, I like to every week to ask a question that nobody wants to answer. Last week it was what, the weirdest places we slept. So this week will be the weirdest places you had sex.
Oh, man.
Name the weirdest place you ever had sex, Jimmy.
I don't know. I'm going to pass for a
you
second.
You can't pass? What do you mean? You can't pass? You want to go last?
I'll go last.
Come on. You know it's on in your mind, but your wife's
no,
listening.
I'm not.
I probably shouldn't ask you because you're... You know,
that's
you,
why
you're...
I get a free pass, right?
No.
Do I get a pass?
This...
Hall pass?
No, not yeah, you can get a pass to go walk around and maybe think about it.
No, I don't know. I don't know, really, honestly.
Tom's smiling now, huh? All right, go ahead, John.
Man,
I shouldn't even ask you because your wife's listening to my bed.
And, you know, I was never really into weird sex, you know.
It's not weird. This is the weirdest place you've ever had.
Weird.
Come on, man. No, even if it's a car.
Weird, I mean, I don't know.
The most strangest place. Is that a better way to put it?
Well, most strangers definitely
John.
Isn't.
I've got a thing, man. You know,
I've got a funny one to warm you up.
Wasn't really
you guys are brutal.
Wasn't really slinging that meat like that.
Ew, that's a bad sign.
It was a bad question. What do you think this is
it's
gonna go?
It's not a bad question.
Where do you think
it's
gonna go?
I'll tell a story.
Hey, I'm a gentleman from
prison. All right, you want to hear mine?
I'll tell
the weirdest place I ever had sex was on the elevator at the Brigada, going up. To my room. My girl had a skirt on. And been, well, I was
did you see Ray Rice on there?
No. But that's probably the weirdest place I ever had sex.
I have one that was weird. But
or a
normal.
Walk-in box at a restaurant. But
how about a field? In a field. Sorry, go ahead, Mitch.
No. That's
go ahead, Mitch.
Oh, shit. Why you got to say my name right before I tell the story? This one, it was in a car. It was in my mom's Escalade. I borrowed it for the night because I was going to this barbecue and I knew we were all going to drink so much that we couldn't drive afterwards. So it wasn't the weird spot of having it in a car in my mom's Escalade because that was awesome. But it was the time of day. It was like literally like 4 in the afternoon. And I didn't realize, you know, because when you're in the moment, you're not really paying attention to what's going on around you. That, like,
tinted,
you know,
windows?
Yeah, and like the back too, but the front weren't. And literally, like, the whole entire thing ended, and people were just consistently walking by the car for the hour that it was going on. And I didn't know that, and I was told about it afterwards.
So they seen everything?
Yeah, they saw everything.
That's amazing.
They saw everything.
Nice.
Yeah, kids.
Been funny
kids going home from the barbecue.
It would have been funny if everybody was clapping.
Moms
were piling on the window. Go.
Moms were rushing their kids.
So, like, not even your friends, like, just strange people were walking by?
What's that, Sadie?
Was it, like, people you knew or people, like, strangers?
I was pretty familiar with everyone at the party, yeah.
So everybody just knew, like, they Mitch is having sex in a thing. Look.
They were pretty damn cool. Like, for the party that I was at, it was the right party to have it happen at because everyone was pretty damn cool about it. But, yeah. I mean, some moms had to rush their kids by it.
That's crazy.
There's therapy.
Yeah, there's Oh, man. Answer the question, you still.
I mean.
There you go. I shared.
To be honest, man, I'm a car and bedroom guy, you know, like. I'm really conservative with my ladies, you know. I don't really mess with no trash, like, you know. They want a nice bed.
It doesn't have to be trash.
I mean, look, I'll tell you a little something. I mess with this trashy girl. I got her down and
I thought you were Wait a minute. Yeah, that's it. Get honest.
Come on, man.
Don't say no names. I'm not going to bring it up, but
no names. No, say
no. Nah, no names. I was young, and of course I was young. I was smoking some weed with my friends, and there was this girl, and she just wanted to, you know, orally fixate her mouth on everybody's, you know, penis. Well, anyway, we were down in a apartment, like basement laundromat, and you know, she literally.
Is she okay?
Blew everybody down in this laundry mat. You know? But that was probably the weirdest spot like I ever really got down and dirty with. You know,
that's a good one.
I'm sorry. I'm just having a moment.
Yeah.
So your whole family's listening?
Yeah.
So I'm sorry for even asking.
Yeah, man. Tell them I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Just trying to keep it real.
Shh. All right, then don't even answer that question.
I actually can't believe it.
So you can answer the question for last week. What was the weirdest place you ever slept?
Oh, man. Well, mine's pretty similar to yours. I was at a party, I think, in, I don't know, it was like the Ikanu Lodge or something. And it was like New Year's. And there was elevators.
I might have been there.
Yeah. I don't
you
know if you guys.
Slept in an elevator?
Well, I was with, you know, Nick Adams, right? I was with Nick.
Great prices.
And, and he had a room, and he was with his girl, and I was, like, partying in somebody's room or whatever. And I woke up at, like, 7 in the morning, and there were two state police officers over me, and I was sleeping in the elevator. I went up – I don't know how long I was there for. I must have went up and down probably 100 times.
You're talking about actually physically sleeping?
Yeah, because
– like, out. Like having – okay.
No, because he can't answer this question because I didn't know his whole family.
I can.
Anymore.
I said field.
I know his wife, but I'm trying to get your wife to call in. If she wants to call in, she can call that number.
What, did you text her or something?
No, I'm telling you to text her.
You guys
want to
talk about spots that we passed
out? I just
want to
ask you if it's okay
spots.
If you answered the question, but I didn't know your whole family was listening.
I don't know. I don't even know what I was talking about. I fell asleep in the elevator. State police woke me up, took me back to the room.
You didn't get arrested?
No, I didn't get arrested. But, yeah, they were being nice.
He's got a kind face. Would you arrest him?
Yeah.
He does have a baby face.
Yeah.
I
just
the
shaved.
Of doubt,
I just shaved, he said.
I did. I had the shave. So, Lauren, if you want to call in,
any of our listeners want to call in, call 609-902-9271 and let us know the weirdest place you had sex, or if you just want to call and yell at me, whatever you just want to do.
That's what you're going to ask my wife, really, bro?
No, I was going to ask her if it was okay for you to answer this question.
Oh, okay.
Because I know I have to get her permission since it's not your life anymore.
Well, I, you know,
you know,
I did. It was a. I did say you just didn't hear me. I said it was in a field. Yeah.
Said it real quick.
Yeah, field. I don't even know
field
what
field of dreams.
It was the field of dreams. It was weird. All these ghosts were watching.
My life is now over to the care of my wife.
Tom, you answered a question, Tom. Weirdest place you've ever had sex,
though, Jay, man. You know, come a long way.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, right? Come on,
yeah,
anyone.
Macy's dressing room.
Macy's dressing room.
Kill yourself.
I don't think I ever did that.
How do I look in this? I don't know. Let me come in here.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Nice pickup line.
That's what should be done.
Bottom line is. That's Weasel Word. You don't know the streets, you never did. Famous clip from Gotti over there, huh?
I guess we were talking about what? We were talking about money making on prescription drugs?
Yeah.
I got a text. They're making millions on oxycodone.
Do you want me to tell you where it is right now? I have it pulled up.
Yeah, yeah. Did you Google that? What, for the Canada one?
Yeah, back in my past life, I used to know these things really
They're making
well.
Billions what on oxycodone. $14 billion. They're on the
Forbes
list.
I only have the
list.
Numbers from 2011 because this report came out in 2012. It is $168 million that they made, and Vicodin was the number one.
Vicodin was number one?
Vicodin was the number one abused drug. That's of 2011. Controlled substance.
Yeah.
I mean, second was Valium. Third is Soma. That surprised me. Soma is third.
I never...
And Ativan is fourth.
That's like saying...
Oh, no, man. I think
it's all controlled substances, though. Anywhere you go, you probably see those. Hold on. You know?
Yeah, anyway, that's what I got off of this list.
All narcotics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people making money off of that.
It's legal drugs, man.
Super Bowl predictions. Who's winning?
Super Bowl predictions. I'm going to go with the Carolina Panthers just because I love Cam Newton
so
much.
I'll bet you right now, no shot to win.
I don't know, man. They got a solid defense. Jonathan Stewart's coming back healthy. You got Ted Ginn Jr., who is a nobody that Cam Newton makes look like Megatron.
The Dolphins actually drafted Ginn Jr.
Yeah, but he was good on punt returns. But now he's got two touchdowns, 80 yards on two catches almost every game he's playing with Cam Newton.
Hey, hold up one sec, man. I had that wrong. I got to correct myself. All Oxycontin, right. $2.4 billion. $2.4 billion
a year.
That's the gross revenue.
I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah, what are we doing?
And then here's the funny thing. Second is Suboxone, $1.3 billion.
So yeah, so there you go. The people that
ain't on the Oxy are on a Suboxone. Yeah. That's brutal.
Somebody's always clean. It's always that the same brutal. Person.
That is mad.
My wife's prediction is that the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. She just texted
Chiefs,
me. The Kansas City Chiefs, because she's from Missouri.
Yeah.
So of course that's why she's picking them. They have about as much a chance to win the World Series as
is anyone from our division in it.
Sam does to not cry tomorrow about a different girl situation.
Who do you like? Yeah, the Redskins, right?
Oh, we're in the hat.
The Redskins, right? They won that division? Yeah, the Redskins won that division.
Yep, they play the Packers this weekend.
No, the Packers are going to destroy them.
I think it's
I love Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know. Yeah, the Packers look very bad recently. I like
How'd
them.
How'd you guys get so lucky to get Favre and then have Aaron Rodgers?
I'm going
to
say it right now. It's going to be...
Sometimes you're the butt, sometimes you're the windshield.
it's going to be Cincinnati... In Arizona in the Super Bowl.
No. Pittsburgh has more of a chance than Cincinnati to go there.
No
Pittsburgh,
way.
Pittsburgh offense is...
Andy Dalton.
Listen,
one word, Andy Dalton.
Listen, in Madden, they're unstoppable. All right? Let me just put it that way. So
somebody calling in? Somebody's calling in.
We got somebody calling in. Look at that.
Are we going to be able to hear?
What's the number? Oh, don't say that.
Oh, wait.
Hello? Anyway, something happened. But so
you don't think Pittsburgh? I mean, Ben Roethlisberger throws for 400 yards. You got Martavius Bryant, Marcus Wheaton, and Antonio Brown.
I don't think so.
I don't know, man.
I think the Patriots have a better shot than Pittsburgh.
Patriots
but I think Cincinnati
now,
are going to beat everybody.
No, Cincinnati is garbage if they don't have what's his name?
Hello?
I don't even know his name. The redhead dude. What's his name?
Oh, man, Wheaton?
No. Why can't I think of his name? I want to say AJ McCarron, but he's their backup. Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton, that's what I just said. Who's winning the Super Bowl? You don't even care about sports.
Nah, I don't care about sports anymore, man. And I gave it up with gambling.
Gambling will ruin your love of sports. That is the truth.
Why? I was always a gambler, and I love sports, though.
Yeah.
I was never a degenerate, though, like this one.
Oh, yeah.
Like which one?
You're on DraftKings all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know a lot
Whatever.
Of people like that.
I hate that.
I'm up all time, I'll tell you that much.
That's fine. I just don't see the point in it.
I haven't bet on a game in football since I lost $2,500.
I think a real sport is motocross. You know, like I'm into supercross.
It's my mom. My mom called in.
Oh,
she's great.
Yo, tell your mom I'm sorry about my story, okay?
No, you can tell yourself.
No.
She's on?
You're on the air.
Mom. What are you doing? Stop cursing and what?
She talking about me. I think I cursed.
Hi, yeah. Nancy.
My Jimmy said hi. Jimmy.
Oh, hi, Jim.
How are you?
Hi, Jim.
Ma, why I got you on the air? Can I ask you a question? I heard you. Let me ask you a question.
I heard you.
Mom, don't say his last name. He didn't want it.
Ah, I don't care. Not.
Mom. Ma.
Yeah, which one's Jimmy?
Oh, my God. Ma, listen. Ma. Yeah, Ma, shut the radio down. You got to lower the radio when you call in the station. Oh, my God. She's still not.
Ma. Careful, you don't pull it out.
Lower your radio down. And let me ask you a question. This is why you're on the air. What's the weirdest place you ever had sex, Mom?
You don't ask your mother that, Sam.
Somebody calm down. Me and my mom have a great relationship. You guys, you know what I mean? If you can't talk about sex with your parents, who are you going to talk about it? Am I right or wrong?
That's true.
That's deep.
Am I right or wrong?
She brought you into the world.
In a car. See, my mom.
I'm not talking to the cat.
Well, she's from the 50s, though, so that's probably, like, real crazy then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's a wild time.
Ma, where's my father at?
He's on the computer.
Don't even ask him. Love you.
He's not going to self.
Say bye to my mom, guys.
Bye, Nancy.
Bye, Mom.
Well, everybody flipped out. I can't ask my... Well, let me... No, honestly... When I was growing up, my parents never had the birds and the bees talk with me. And I feel like that screwed me up on a sexual level. Not screwed me up, but I guess I had a lot of insecurities about women because my dad never had that talk with me.
Dude, my dad, like, continually tried – because me and my dad were real close. He continually tried to have the conversation with me. I was like, Dad, they're covering it in school. We're good.
Hey.
No need for a convo. And he's like, well, you know, I'm here. If you want to have that, I'm like, cool, awesome. I'll come to you when I need you.
If you have a child and you – I don't have a kid, but I heard it's the most amazing experience anybody could ever, you know, experience in life. But if you can't have – I feel like as a person that has parents, my parents were there to love me and support me and protect me. Like, I feel like that's a talk that you need to have with your kids, my parents feel.
Or at least let them know that – you're ready to have that conversation with them, and if they have questions, that you'll answer them.
But I think
because you don't want to force it if the kid's not ready to talk about it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It could be detrimental in some cases. You know what I mean? So I don't know what the right answer is with that. I think it's case by case.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's case by case. I think every parent.
I'm not saying that it shouldn't talk. You shouldn't have to talk. I'm saying it's case, but when the
you're
time.
Talking about
is.
Yeah,
whole,
timing
whole.
Is, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think that conversation needs to happen with every kid.
Sammy, are you talking about full birds and the bees? I'm going to tell you about the X's and O's and
no,
every
just
single
some
thing
kind
that
of
happens?
Talk about it.
Just some general talk about it. Okay.
Right. That's what I feel.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, okay. Word. Tom, what do you think?
Yeah, come on, Tom.
He's over there playing. His hands are down his pants. What's up over there?
Shit, man. Somebody keep an eye on Tom.
You learn from your crew.
With right.
The crew you're running with, that's how you learn.
And that's not a good way to learn.
No, it's not a good way to
learn. Definitely not a good way to learn.
No.
I was losing my virginity at 12 years old.
Yes.
That ain't good.
Yeah, I mean.
That's not good.
You lost your virginity at 12?
12 years
old. I was 19.
Yeah, I was 18.
18?
I believe 12. I think the next week
14?
we had to talk.
That's young.
I was telling everybody like the
12
real
younger.
Deal.
No, just kidding.
14, 12. That's really young.
I heated up at that age, but then I cooled off for a little bit.
I don't
heated up again.
I don't remember. I don't remember the first time I experienced, you know, them sexual feelings.
Yeah, I was 12 in love, you know.
In love at 12?
Yeah.
It must have been amazing.
Of course. I really thought I was a grown ass man by 12 years old.
Right? Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Growing up our neighborhood, you know how it was, man.
Yeah.
You know, mom locked me in the room, I climbed out the window.
Yeah, of course.
And I was gone, you know, like.
If you could have it all back, you know, I know what you mean. You know, when you're that young, you think you know everything.
Yeah.
And everything. Then now looking back, it's like, I knew absolutely
nothing.
Yeah,
you knew nothing. I still know nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But now you want to tell people that are that young. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know nothing.
You don't know.
But that's,
they don't
but that's
what
you're going to listen.
It's a good thing not
it's
to
like
know,
they got
man.
Cell phones
it's a vicious cycle.
Now. They know everything.
You know what I mean?
Believe
they got cell phones at 6 now. They're probably sexting at the age
good
of
God,
10.
If I had a cell phone at 6.
A big thing that like I'm really into right now is fighting porn.
You know, because I feel like porn.
Fight porn?
Yeah, fight porn. Because porn, I feel porn's an addiction, right? Let's face it.
You're in the fight porn?
Yeah. It's
no,
yeah,
he's fighting against
the
porn addiction.
The addiction of porn, you know? Like,
I thought he was staying.
Yeah, me too.
I was with Sammy, man.
Yeah, real, like, coalition groups, I guess you would call them, you know, that fight porn, you know? Like, because it's killing an addiction, you know? Like, there's a lot of people out there that have, like, really sick issues, you know? And, you know, porn, let's face it, leads to a lot of other things, you know, spousal abuse, you know, infidelity within relationships, you know, come on, crimes of passion are up, you know, stuff like that. And I mean, with technology, you know, anybody can grab it right now. And I mean,
that's
let's
true,
think about
man.
It.
There's no regulation.
Would you want your kid, you come in and your kid's sitting there like all up on the AT&T iPhone, you know, getting crazy.
That's
now,
so
where's
true.
Where's the respect for women? Or guys, or
that's why it's up to
well,
the
that's
parents.
That's what comes back to the parents.
The
like
parents
says.
Need to,
yeah.
you know,
because
teach these
porn's
kids
unrealistic.
The right way to act.
Yeah. Porn's
against
unrealistic.
The opposite sex or anything in life.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, it all comes down to parenting, man. Yeah. I feel
if
you
don't
know
think
what
porn
I mean. And up. Nowadays, with this dumb device, which is making kids dumb,
yeah.
cell phones and everything are making kids very dumb. And I had this conversation today with my man Brian. If you're listening, Brian, what up? But Google made people retarded. You don't need to retain any information because I could Google anything.
So
anything
true.
At all.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah. have you ever been in a doctor's office and you Google something?
No.
A doctor's office.
Why?
Oh, I have. I'm sorry.
Why a doctor's office?
Because a doctor's supposed to know these things. And
oh, the doctor Googled? Yeah.
Why do you need to go to the doctor if you got Google?
WebMD, man, it's a lot cheaper than insurance.
I swear to God, I have a pain in my back, and I think I have like the Ebola virus or something like that.
I'm a hypochondriac, so I try not to Google things because then I have it. So
yeah, you're right though. It is.
I'm like my dad. My dad's the same way.
Why would you need to? You know, nowadays you even read a book on the phone. You know what?
Sure.
Does that sound backwards? You read your book on the phone?
Yeah, it's just retarded. This device is making people dumb.
And social media. That's
and
a whole
it's to the point where it is an addiction.
Yeah,
you know
that.
What I mean?
It's a whole nother. You know, it's just, you're right, it's dumbing everybody down.
Yeah.
Know?
And it's up to you to not let this affect the way you are, you know what I mean?
It takes, you know, I try to do that. I'm trying to do that, you know, and really curb.
Yeah, I called you today. I was like, yo, you deleted your Facebook? I was trying to tag you on a post.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah,
know,
it's gone.
I did it before.
Facebook
it was
is
one
evil.
Of the best time of my life, you know, to get rid of that stuff because you could just stare at it all day long. You could look at Facebook all day long. I look at the same things over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't realize that I'm missing out on life, you know? So it's
I don't know what's mine. Yeah, it's retarded.
You know? Yeah.
So
I don't know, man.
John, what are you doing over there on our phone? You ain't looking at porn, are you?
No, I was actually porn. Yeah, porn kills love, man, you know? Porn kills love, man.
I like
you know?
That.
Porn kills love.
Yeah, it's
especially
it.
Fight porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially that's why you were laughing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't understand.
I'm like, he's talking about something
sorry,
deep right
I wasn't,
now.
I wasn't even like that. It was just that I couldn't get fight porn.
Ronda Rousey.
She's hot.
Exactly.
She's hot. I'm going to keep it real.
Octagon.
Yeah. She's hot.
Yeah, I mean, for everybody on social media and want to know what I'm talking about, it's Fight the New Drug. You know, it's a nonprofit organization. And it really talks more about it, you know, fightthenewdrug.org, you know, and you know, get your relationship back, you know, learn to love your significant other correctly, you know, because it's warping your mind and it's actually desensitizing us men, you know, so.
That's what I was telling you. It's unrealistic,
yeah.
you know, because to think that that's what that is, what it is just it's
you know,
a far thought.
Like,
you know,
think
not,
about it. In my addiction, I would fight with my girlfriend to go out with my buddies, you know. Now I'm sitting here fighting with my girl to give me what I want, you know. And when she's not willing, you know, like, guess who's willing? You know, blonde bombshell, Brazilian with a big butt or whatever.
Right.
Search or whatever, you know. And that's sick. That's sick, dude, you know. You know, the devil's taking over, man. You know, and let's face it, man. You talk about this in Revelations. I mean, I'm not a big Bible thumper, but it's there.
Obviously, you sound like you are.
It's there, though, bro. You know, you can't deny the truth.
Yeah.
You know, you can't deny
man.
The truth.
I think there's
if,
a lot of
if everybody
there.
Would just treat people with respect, the world would be a better place, man. And if people actually had passion in life. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people just go through the motions of life just to go through them. And they're not happy. You look at people, they're fucking not happy. You look at me all the time, I'm happy. And I'm smiling. You know what I mean? And I'll you know, I'll chase my dreams, dude. And I guess it's easy that I don't have a family to be able to do whatever I want right now. You know what I mean?
Well, you know,
like, life, I don't have to support anybody else.
Life is difficult. You can't always do what you want.
Get in for the photo.
All right.
All right. Nice. Yeah. Life is difficult. You can't always do what you want. But I was saying, with as far as social media, it's almost like people, like, you know, you want to go on vacation to take pictures for Facebook. You don't want to go on vacation to enjoy the vacation. What happened to living, you know?
Yeah, I was talking about to my friend at work, and he just went on vacation last weekend to he went on vacation with his girlfriend, and they left their phones at home. Wow. Everything just disconnected from everything. You know what I mean? Just to be with the person you love. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I feel like people should practice that more.
Oh, man. Yeah, my family has a Pocono house, and up there we are completely disconnected.
Where are we having a party?
Yeah, we'll have a party soon. I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding.
You know, that disconnect is important, though. You know, like,
it's important.
I remember when I was younger, I first got a cell phone. That's all I wanted. And as these new things came, that's all I wanted.
Yeah.
It was more and more, you know, the iPad, the this, the that. Then now it's like all I want to do is get rid of them.
Yeah.
Like, because
yeah.
It really, it desensitizes life. Like you said, porn desensitizes sex. It desensitizes life.
So true, man.
You know, do you want to live and enjoy experiences and be present in the moment, or do you want to be talking about it and watching what, you know, Johnny's doing at the beach this weekend? You know,
and
who cares?
And do you want to have a private life? Do you, you know, you have to understand that you don't have to tell everybody everything.
Sure.
There can be something that's just for you and your family.
Sure. And I think that doesn't happen anymore.
No.
No.
You know?
No. Not at all.
It's like, you know, the first thing you want to do is tell everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think that it's –
show it off.
I don't think that's a bad thing. Like, you're a bad person because you want that, but that's the society – that we're growing up in now. It's not like you wanted, you know?
You know, anybody can scoop up any dirt on anybody, you know, come at anybody's neck like that. Like, come on, man. That's some coward stuff, man. We weren't brought up like that.
No, no doubt.
You know, I mean, if you had something to say to somebody, we said it to them. You know, a lot of this stuff is our mask, you know, clowns hiding behind, you know, their Facebook and stuff like that, man. And, you know, they don't know what it's about, man. Like, this is real life that we're living, you know? And for guys like us, man, you know, we end up as statistics on the wall.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
and the statistics are against us.
Yeah.
When you're living on borrowed time, it makes you want to really, you know, squeeze everything you can out of that time.
Yeah,
you know?
Appreciation.
Amen to that, bro.
Yeah.
Shout outs real quick before we get off the air. Go ahead, Jim.
I just want to say hi to my beautiful wife, Lauren, and my family. That's it.
Go ahead, John. Shout out.
Yeah, I want to say God bless to everybody that's alive right now, breathing, taking their last breath even, you know, and everybody that's up with the Lord, you know, I hope to see you soon.
Okay, Mitch, shout outs.
I know my sister's listening. She just texted me about my story I told all y'all. So, what's up, Steph? How you doing?
What up, Steph? That's it? It's a short and sweet shout out.
Short and sweet.
Tom, you want to give some shout outs?
Shout out to my twin girls, Marissa and Angela. Hi, babies. Shout out to my sponsor, Mike Yarson, 25 years.
Nice.
And to all my friends in AA.
Word. I don't know if they can hear that, but.
In recovery.
I can't. It is what it is. All right, you got any shout outs?
No.
Not even your family?
How much time we got?
I'm going to sign off as soon as I get to say what I need to say. But, Ma, you got something else?
I was going to tell a funny story if you want to hear it.
Tell a funny story and then I'll do my thing and we'll get off the air.
It's from like, you know, I just made me think about it when you said you were doing the barbecue. When I was younger, I had a cast on my hand because I had gotten in a fight on the beach. It's a long story, but basically I broke my wrist with a friend. And so I went to this party. It was a keg party. There was like, you know, 9 or 10 kegs, and I decided I want to do a keg stand with this cast, okay? My hand slipped, fell in the bucket and got soaked. And I hit my head on the keg and got a concussion. So I thought it was a good idea. I was taking everybody home that night. I thought it was a good idea for me to go to the car and lock the doors, and I fell asleep in the car, which is probably, you know, for all intents and purposes, that's not what you do when you have a concussion.
No.
But I did. And, you know, all my friends, there was mud everywhere. They were all jumping on my car and kicking the side doors trying to wake me up.
Yeah, because that's the appropriate way to wake you up.
Yeah. Well, there was all the doors were locked. I wasn't answering my phone, whatever. So I just remember waking up the next morning, and I look outside, and my car has mud all over everything. There's a mud path to my room. My cast is soaking wet, like falling off. And, you know, that was my party. That was my keg party. So it brought that up. I had to talk about that because one of the stupidest things I've ever done in my life.
Sounds pretty dumb.
Yeah.
I got a lot of stories, but I'm not going to tell any of them. You know, I want to give a shout out to my parents, mom and dad. Thanks for supporting me and sticking by me through all the good and the bad times. Give a shout out to my sister, Jessica, Alicia, Angela, Christina, all my nieces and nephews. Give a shout out to COA for giving me an opportunity to do what I love on the air. It's amazing. I booked an event. I'll be hosting a comedy show on February 6th at Keene University in Union, New Jersey. Check my social media for tickets. Also performing will be Billy the Kid. He was on last week. Lola, she was on last week. And my man, comedian Will Wright, he'll be on the show next week. For everybody who's new listening, this is our second show, first show of the new year. You know, I'm going to rotate it. Every week I'll have a comedian 1 week. Next week I'll have people in recovery on. So just keep listening, follow your dreams, because that's what life's about. Peace.
Thank you.